silence the pianos, and with muffled drum, ring out the coffin. Let the mourners come. Near the end of the story, Carol's father leaves the ward in the children's hospital and goes to the dinner waiting room where the coffee pot is on the go. As he enters, he hears an argument going on. Two men are arguing with one another. One of them, a man with a red neck and a baseball cap, is saying, "These people who want to tell God how to run his universe, they remind me of a man with 5 shares in some railroad corporation who takes up the whole stockholders' meeting telling the directors how to run their business." His opponent won't be put off so easily. He says, "What baffles me is the comfort that some people find in thinking that somebody up there dealt this mess. Prove to me that there's a God, and I will despair." "Ah, but don't you see," says the man who is interpreting the problem in terms of the stockholders meeting, "don't you see it comes down to submitting to a wisdom that is greater than our own? The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. What do you think of that?" "I think," says the doubter, "I think that's a heck of a way to run a railroad. I put it to you this morning that the very central question of religion is this: does God care? How can you believe that God is love in a world where a young family inside a vacation home are swept away in Texan floodwaters until it crashed against a bridge and only the father survives? How can you believe that God is love when your son of 46 years dies of brain cancer? How can you believe that God is love when you know, and I know, good people who are losing the battle with cancer and lovely people who are drifting into Alzheimer's?" The doctor in the hospital hasn't much time for Carol's teacher, who rather sadly says, "Well, some poems are long and some are short, and hers was a short one." "No. Start trying to excuse the injections and the print in the hands of the intravenous needles and the new flesh wound under the cotton pad and the adhesive tape with the gold star given by the nurses for valor on the far. Start trying to explain it. And you, your God, is simply a form of King Herod. Start sentimentalizing the heartache of human tragedy and the depth of the father's anguish, and you've become a pious of suffering was particularly acute for them. If God is love, how can you explain anguish and death? Ah, Jesus loves me, this I know. But what about polio and parasites? What about cancer and cholera? What about meningitis and madness? What about little Andrew in his crib? in that church today a stained glass window, it's in the left transept. It's not of a bearded prophet holding tablets of stone. It's not of an intense disciple listening to a Sermon on the Mount. There's no easy verse of scripture. It's a mother holding a child. And at her feet, a child's teddy bear. You see, what matters in this world, where there is so much pain and suffering, is not how much we believe. It is not even how hard we pray. It's really where we stand. As the Russian Orthodox liturgy puts it, everyone who helps another is Gethsemane, and everyone who comforts another is the mouth of Christ. And so I finish. When suffering